When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Melanie.
Hi, good morning.
So you sent us a message. There's some drama happening. Fill us in.
Yeah, okay, you guys. I need some advice from your listeners.
Okay.
So I have a dilemma with the Halloween coming up. My boyfriend and I were invited to a costume party.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wanted to go as the Cat in the Hat with a thing one and a thing two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Okay, sounds fun, cool. Like, who's going to be the thing two? He said Callie, his ex. His ex-girlfriend.
Wait a second. I back the truck up. He wants his ex-girlfriend to go with you guys and be thing two?
Oh, yeah. Like, she's nice enough and all, but, I mean, they dated, so I don't know. It's weird. It is weird, right? I'm not crazy. It's weird.
Yeah. It is weird. Yeah. Yes, we'll agree.
I've always tried to, like, not be the weird, jealous, you know, because they're still friends. So I'm just like, okay, like, whatever. I don't know. You guys just wait. Hold on. There's more, though. There's more. It gets better.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, we'll go. It's fine. Like, I said, okay, I'll order the thing one costume. He says, oh, no, no, Callie already ordered it. So you can be two.
What?
Right?
What?
Right?
You should be thing one.
Oh, I know. So apparently, them two had already talked about this previously without me.
Right.
And, like, decided all this. And now here I am, his current girlfriend, and I'm supposed to go to this party as thing two. I should be thing one, obviously. I should be his number one.
Yes, 100%.
I don't know. It's just all kinds of weird now, and I'm just hurt and uncomfortable. And I told him all this, and he's just kind of like, oh, it's not a big deal. It's only a costume, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be fun.
Mm.
Yeah, sounds really fun, right? Hanging out with my boyfriend and his ex. Thing one, all night. I don't know what to do. I honestly don't know what to do.
Oh, well. I 100% am with you.
I was going to say
everything you're feeling right now.
Yeah, the hierarchy of importance in his life is a little bit messed up with this.
Well, listen, because it's not like the Cat in the Hat dated thing one.
That's right.
So that in and of itself is fine. But if we are going with one and two, you should be one.
By the way, as a quick side note, my twin daughters, we had them as thing one and thing two one Halloween. We got them blue wigs because that's kind of how it is. By the way, Melanie, are you going to do like the blue wig and all that stuff too?
Yeah, we were going to go all out.
Well, of course, you have to.
Yep.
But they got scared of the blue wigs once we put them on them. They were like, you know, three or four at the time.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we're like, all right, we're not doing thing one, thing two.
I was going to say, were they fighting over who got to be one and who got to be two? Okay.
No, they didn't care about that.
All right.
Well, sorry, that was a tangent. If this can't be resolved before the party, what I think you should do is legit go as the sexiest thing two ever.
Oh, yeah. Get your own thing. And she can wear, like, the big frumpy whatever, like, onesie.
Yeah.
And
you look like
pajamas.
Yeah. I was going to say, you style it up. You make yourself look hot. But
no,
yeah,
I love that. That's such a good idea. I love that.
Yes. That way you're still being a good sport, right?
Yeah, but still, I don't want to glaze over the fact that his
statement.
Yeah, your boyfriend's priorities are a little bit messed up.
Well, yeah,
here,
and he's blowing off the fact that you went to him and said, hey, this is weird, right? Like, I feel uncomfortable with this. And he's just like, it's fine.
Yeah.
He totally blew off your feelings, and that's not cool either.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Like, okay, at least I'm not crazy. Because he's trying to make me feel like I'm totally just blowing it out of proportion and that, like, I'm nuts.
Yeah, he's kind of gaslighting you.
Well, you know what? I think that the true tale is going to be told when you see how he acts around both of you.
Oh, my gosh. How awkward is that?
Well, I'm just saying.
All right. Well,
that'll tell her a little bit more, right?
Yeah. Melanie, we do have several people already texting in and calling, and maybe at least we'll give you some advice as to how to approach it again with your boyfriend or what to do, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Sandy says she should be more upset that they are still speaking to one another. I She seemed to be okay with that.
Yeah, they're friends.
Yeah.
But in this instance, it's awkward, right? It's awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like they're on a date with his ex-girlfriend,
and his ex-girlfriend's
getting, like, first billing.
Right, I was going to say, like, just because of the thing one, thing two, that she's number two, it's almost as if she's now the third wheel.
Exactly. It's like you expect thing one's going to be right next to him. And then on the other side, it's thing two, his current girlfriend's just weird.
Way too niche to say, hey, who has been in this same situation?
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone has.
I don't think anyone has. However, you can... you may have a story of going to a party and the ex being there. I don't know. Hey, let us know what your thoughts are, because we're kind of all over the place on this.
Rebecca is tossing out an ooh. Next, he's going to ask about an open relationship.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right. 502-795-1997. That is our number. Take your stories on the way next. We found ourselves in the middle of a weird little group therapy triangle between Melanie, her boyfriend, and his ex.
Yeah, so he decided, let's go with the Cat in the Hat and thing one and two.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, okay. Who's going to be thing two? His ex-girlfriend. But in fact, she's going to be thing one, and current girlfriend Melanie's going to be thing two.
Yeah, obviously we all see the sort of issue in that. I'm sorry, everyone sees the issue in that except for Nicole, who says, I mean, technically she, the ex, it was thing one. And says,
Nicole, that's not helping.
And says, maybe
that's
I'm
not helping.
But she does say, and clarify and say, maybe I'm a tad grumpy this morning because my diamond fell out of my wedding set this morning.
Oh, no.
But I don't feel like this thing one, thing two thing is that serious.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you didn't have a drama between your boyfriend and his ex. Doesn't mean that no one else did.
Okay. Amy said, I'm thinking you all should go as X1 and X2. I know you could be friends with an ex, but this is bizarre.
There were a lot of people who were like, why don't you just switch it up and go as something completely different? And then when he calls you on it, just say, well, it's not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
Whatever,
exactly,
it's a costume.
Exactly like that's
not
what
a big
he said
deal
to her.
Yeah. So,
and Nancy's like, this is embarrassing for you. It's like you're not a priority.
Yeah, and that's kind of the bigger issue.
Yes.
Right?
Like everybody is like, run. Nope. Red flag. Absolutely not. He can be thing two, and you could be running the other direction. Seems like you're not his number one. Anything, screw that. Next, he'll be moving her in. Nope. Run while you can.
I don't know.
It does feel a little like a statement. Like, hey.
Okay. So
she's my favorite.
So unless, and I realize clock is ticking here.
Right.
So maybe I like the idea of her going as a very vampy, sexy thing too.
Uh-huh.
And then watch how it all goes down and plays out.
See the dynamic.
I mean, if she wants to put herself through that, that could be tough. But anyways,
that will show her really, you know, where she stands in the relationship.
Yeah. And then after that, or even if, you know, whatever happens, maybe then it's time to reevaluate that whole relationship with her boyfriend.
Exactly. It'd be one thing if he was suggesting it like, oh, hey, this is really cute. Why don't we do Cat in the Hat thing one and thing two? And then like your little brother or your little sister can tag along with this. Not the ex-girlfriend. Like,
right.
Who suggests a couple's costume with that?
Right. It's just so weird.
It's happening.
All right. Well, hey, Melanie, hopefully it works out in your favor. That's our suggestion.
We need a follow up.
Yeah, I was going to say we should probably follow up next week
after this party. We need to know what happened.
Yeah. Maybe Monday.
Whenever.
Yeah. Maybe let's check back in with her on Monday and see what goes down. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.